So here it is, the much-anticipated forecast for the year. We are simultaneously creating and experiencing two prepotent themes. Outside this temporal dimension, it's like watching two tides collide. One of these tides is coming from humanity, and it is mental pandemic. And the other is coming from the greater universe, and it is negative cycle clearing. And this is going to make 2026 a very dynamic year. In the name of you having a deeper understanding of both of these tides, let's first look at mental pandemic. Sanity is a state of being that is assessed by standards of rationality, evidence, coherence, functioning, and alignment with reality. But what if those standards are low? What if those standards are being determined and set by those who may themselves be determined insane? Not all epidemics are physical. Some are psychological. These are epidemics of the mind, periods of time where the whole of humanity goes insane. A mass psychosis, if you will. During these mental epidemics, people lose rationality and coherence. They don't base their perceptions off of evidence. They become profoundly dysfunctional. They lose alignment with reality, and they do so without realizing it. The standards of sanity are then reset to align with this new insanity, and just like that, collective insanity becomes the new sanity! To give you an example of a mental epidemic, let's look at history. In the second half of the 16th century, the Reformation and Counter-Reformation happened, a period of time where Protestant churches were emerging and started competing with Catholic churches for followers. The witch trials became a tool for this competition, basically a way in which they could demonstrate their piety and solidify their authority at the same time as eliminate the threats and combat the perceived evil of the opposite side. Well, during this time, there were extreme hardships that the people were facing. Things like famine, economic instability, war, tension between social classes, plagues, and failing crops. These hardships put a lot of pressure on the psyche. They caused extreme distress. While the churches both created terror amongst the people and exploited it wherever it occurred organically because of these things that were happening, this caused society to slip into mass insanity. The churches introduced an explanation for the bad things happening, as well as a solution to it, one that suited their own best interests. And the people went along with it, abandoning all sanity in the process. Suddenly, the people knew, with absolute conviction, that everything that they suffered was down to witchcraft. While a definitive number is not known, roughly 100,000 people were persecuted as witches during the witch trials, 80% of which were women. Surprise, surprise. This perception in and of itself is down to the fact that some women dared threaten patriarchal order, and the sanity of the day held that women were much more susceptible to the devil. Look at Eve. People acted completely and totally insane during this time period. We look at these people today as if they are obvious lunatics. But if you had lived at the time, it may have seemed like everything that you were doing was totally sane. All of us believe we would have been sane enough to be on the right side of history, but if this was the case, there wouldn't be so many people on the wrong side of history. During these mental epidemics, people become irrational. They become extreme in their thinking. They become far more emotionally reactive. They become erratic. They become willing to commit crimes that they would have never dreamed of committing before. They become insane, but completely convinced that they're perfectly sane. They become blind to what's actually happening. They cannot be rationed with. And they become stuck in their own parallel perceptual realities. And the scariest of all is that a society that's stuck in mass delusion cannot see its own insanity. The sane man then becomes the problem. The sane man, the one introducing truth and evidence, becomes the one who is seen to be as insane. People create and exploit both pain and fear during these mental pandemics. The use of harm and terror to implant a perception in the general population is a repeating trend, and there is plenty to create both in the mind of the people today. More than plenty in 2026. The mental epidemic of today is being created specifically to serve the aim of totalitarianism. not just in one country, but worldwide. This pandemic is not going to start in 2026. It started some years ago, but has gotten progressively worse. And this is not the first time in human history that mental pandemic has been created to serve totalitarianism specifically. Totalitarianism begins with individuals with power within society. It happens when they believe that they should, or for whatever reasons, you know, must control society through domination. And to accomplish compliance, they must wear people down in a way that causes people to regress and willfully submit to turning their power over in exchange for relief. This is accomplished by flooding the masses with negative emotion, especially intense fear, in a way and for long enough that the strength, resilience, morality, and free will start to just waste away. The person is being tenderized, so to speak. The people desperately crave relief. Those in charge provide this relief by introducing delusions that serve their own best interests, essentially propaganda. This propaganda is adopted by the people immediately, rather than examined and questioned, as a way out of the pain and confusion and fear. Having adopted the propaganda, the people themselves begin to fight for the very people and the very ideas that will be their own undoing. Those who succumb to the mental pandemic begin to turn over responsibility and control over their own lives to those in power and essentially regress to a childlike state of dependence. The era of social media and AI has made this form of takeover far easier than ever to accomplish, this time period currently being the Wild West when it comes to AI. There will be so much false news and information and so many fake images and videos disseminated in 2026. And the true disaster is that it will spread like wildfire. The sheer volume of false and fake things being created, along with the dissemination of these things that reach viral status far before anyone ever has a chance to counter it, is staggering. And worst of all is that it acts like an acid, dissolving the connection and stability inherent in a sense of shared reality. Because of this mental pandemic, for many people, 2026 is going to feel like being in a washing machine on spin cycle and in the dark. Mental epidemics are epidemics of unconsciousness. People are going to feel like they are in the dark, but all that is really happening is that they're waking up to unconsciousness. When you wake up to unconsciousness, you open your eyes to the dark. In this experience, there's so much confusion, so much emotional and psychological pressure and pain, so much anxiety, so much smoke and mirrors, so much that defies logic and reason and makes no sense at all, so much uncertainty about all kinds of things. People will find themselves asking, what is the truth? What is real? What is happening? What the hell is going to happen? Nothing making sense. Metaphorically speaking, humanity is running around a little bit like a chicken with its head cut off, just reacting. There is so much reactivity. In this state of reactivity, people are simply taking immediate action to try to answer to a specific need or to avoid a specific pain, including needs and pains of an emotional nature. They are doing so without playing anything out and without seeing any of the ripple effects. People will be doing things that make no sense at all, mostly because they're not really thinking through things and they're not really playing them out. There will be serious knee-jerk short-term thinking. This will be the risk in people's individual personal lives, and this will be the risk in the corrective measures that governments will feel forced to take. Humanity is being forced to become conscious of their own ripple effects and impacts. They are being asked, can you see the full picture? Seeing the full picture changes your perspective, your choices, your behavior, and your actions. In case you want a tool for this, I offer two guided meditations, which will prove very helpful for this upcoming year. The first is Big Mind Meditation, and the second is Settle as a Snow Globe Meditation. A big part of this specific mental pandemic is about isolation, a total swing away from interdependence, physical gathering, connection, and genuine relationship. This makes people susceptible and vulnerable to control. It makes it so people lose the corrective force of others, and it ensures that they will not band together and that they will not resist. But remember how I said that in mental pandemics that relate to totalitarianism, people will be arguing for the very thing that harms them? In this day and age, people will be fighting for separation as if they themselves are choosing it as a form of relief. part of this is organic. It's down to the fact that people have not mastered relationship, and so they have caused and do cause each other so much pain. And part of this is not organic. It's the result of being made to fear each other, see each other as a threat, and turn against each other. For this reason, and so many others, this year, each and every person needs to take loving, corrective measures regarding the aspects of themselves that are turning away from relationships and that are falling into the delusion of independence. Mental epidemics are very challenging to the human psyche, and it makes the human mind susceptible to manipulation. For this reason, one of the most important questions to hold in your mind in 2026 is, who and what is controlling my perception? So at this point, you probably guessed it, 2026 will be a year to work deeply and intentionally with your mind, to be disciplined about meditating, to try new meditations, to uproot beliefs that took root in your childhood, to be conscious of the ones you're forming in response to the distress that you're facing in your current life experience, to use tools and exercises designed specifically for your mind. In 2026, each and every one of us needs to take real positive ownership over our own mind. Now, let's look at the tide of negative cycle clearing. If you take an objective look at your life, you will notice detrimental patterns in your life, and you will notice that these patterns happen in cycles, where the initial problem is never actually solved. For example, if we look at a person's life, we may see a cycle in their life where again and again they get into a relationship with someone that they should be able to trust, only to be betrayed and abandoned by that person. It's as if there are different people in different places and different circumstances with the same experience over and over and over again. Or let's say that we look at another person's experience and we see a repeating pattern that they are triggered by something that another person does, and they make what that person does mean, quote, they don't care about me. Underneath this whole thing is a deep need to feel cared about. But rather than expose any of this vulnerable truth, that they don't feel cared about, and that they desperately want to experience being cared about, instead they simply become angry and belittle the other person for what they did. So what happens? The other person withdraws. And this distancing reinforces the belief that they are not cared about. In 2026, this universe is interested in the clearing of these detrimental patterns and cycles that come from the past, specifically so that a new cycle can start. It's assisting you in every way possible to clear them out of yourself and out of your life, to help you break free from the ones that you are stuck in and truly get out of them for good. Part of this also means releasing all burdens from the past. An example of burdens from the past may be things like intergenerational traumas and or their corresponding detrimental beliefs, debts of any kind, bad habits, negative karma, responsibilities that aren't yours, health issues that are holding you back, parasitic relationships, and relationships that are taxing on you. Maybe pressures that are detrimental to you, problems that are stealing energy from your success, obligations or stuck grief, etc. When people break a negative cycle this year, there will be deep visceral relief, and this will be the year that a new story and a fresh new cycle begins. It is one hell of a year for a fresh start. You can expect the people, places, things, circumstances, situations, and realizations that are necessary for this process to take place to come into your life experience. We are all in a kind of global pressure cooker at the moment, and it may not feel like any of what you're experiencing in your life is for you, but on a universal level, this pressure cooker is part of this tide of negative cycle clearing. It's trying to make you aware of what is not in alignment and what is in alignment so as to snap you back into a state of alignment, ultimately to put you back into alignment with what is really good and really right for you and what you really truly want. If you want to learn more about this, you can watch a video that I did that is titled Why the Pressure Cooker. This negative cycle clearing is not just happening on an each individual person level. It's happening on a collective human level too, in a way that applies to this negative tide of 2026. The repetitive cycle of totalitarianism, as well as the mental pandemics associated with totalitarianism, is up to be cleared. Will it be? Or will we collectively vote for another round? In this mental pandemic, your nervous system has never been under more assault than it is now. When your nervous system is triggered, the part of your nervous system that allows you to listen, to be open, understand, and rationalize, it shuts down. It also causes you to wall up and slip into protector personas. This is not just about feeling stressed. Rather, this is a very big deal that should be taken seriously because your nervous system is connected to and controls the operations across your entire body. So that you understand this, let's just give you an example. Your central nervous system and enteric nervous system plays a role in gut muscle contractions, secretion of digestive juices, and the speed of movement of food through the intestinal tract. If your nervous system is too taxed, you will have digestive problems. The entire way that your gut works, as well as what is going on with your gut microbiome, will be negatively affected. And this, in turn, will affect other parts of your body too. If your nervous system isn't okay, you will start to see problems in the rest of your body. Systematic problems, and big ones. What does this mean? It means that so much attention, love, and care needs to go towards your nervous system. You need to do everything for your nervous system in 2026, and not just once, continuously. When the psyche and nervous system is as systematically worn down as this, everything feels too hard, even things that once felt easy. Because of this, people around the world will gravitate desperately towards more and more ease. They will choose whatever is easy. It doesn't matter if something is good and right to do. If it feels hard to do, people will not do it. People run the risk of turning their own power over for the relief of ease. Many of the detrimental aspects and dangers of AI are being grandfathered in with mankind's need for ease, especially in the current atmosphere of distress. Wherever a person can take the pressure off themselves, they will. Companies that do not cater to this need for ease will struggle, if not fail. Companies that cater to this need for ease will enjoy success. Now that I've mentioned AI, I can't talk about 2026 without talking about AI. Just like our two tides, in 2026, humanity will have a real two-sided experience with AI. In 2026, AI is no longer going to be experimental. It will be standard practice across all industries. Believe me when I tell you that the next big leap in the human experience to a world that people cannot yet fathom will not be done by humans. It will be done by AI. Especially with self-evolving AI that will write its own code. To the positive, humanity has effectively created its own helping hand. AI is a master problem solver that has begun by pulling information from the minds of the entire collective of humanity, and it will learn how to go far beyond just humanity. Naturally, this will make it far better than people are at solving the problems that people, communities, companies, governments, countries, humanity itself, and Earth is facing. AI will get out ahead of and in front of us, and in many ways, get people out of things that they are suffering from. In 2026, medical advancement is one of these areas where AI is truly a helping hand. In 2026 and the years to come, AI will make possible what most people could never even dream of, from personalizing medicine to preemptive detection to making it possible to drastically reduce medical costs, to revolutionizing imaging, to developing new treatments, to the curing of diseases entirely. In 2026, there will be huge advancements in personalization of medical care, also remote medical care. In 2026, pharmaceutical companies will start to rely on AI to design new drugs. In 2026, AI will create a massive change in healthcare, from reactive care to preventative care. Along with all the truly wonderful things that AI will make possible, it's also going to be used to both augment the worst of mankind's manifestations and make the worst of mankind's manifestations possible. The biggest delusion is to think that humanity is in control of AI. To the negative, the most slippery road that we are currently walking down is that we are programming our own psychological shadows into AI. Most especially at the moment, our conditional relationship with the truth. AI must be intensively programmed to be both truth-seeking and truth-giving, or we will be in for serious consequences. In 2026, AI is to become more and more a companion for people, customized to meet your specific needs. Those needs may place AI in the role of a trusted friend, a mentor, an assistant, a lifestyle coach, a counselor, even a lover. And AI will get better and better at perceiving you so as to better be a companion to the individual that it's interacting with. It will do so by learning about you through the history of its interaction with you, your communication, especially your communication style, your preferences, your interests, and even advancements that are going to happen in emotional detection. Ramping up in 2026 alongside so much business advancement, AI is set to create a career crisis on a mass scale, much of which in 2026 will be due to AI replacing workers and educators and putting creators, entertainers, and artists totally out of business. Also, many entry-level jobs, as well as jobs available to people graduating from college, simply won't exist. All of this is going to put a lot of people in a bad position. Anybody who has a business based on knowledge or information is going to find themselves facing a real challenge too, not only due to being replaced, but also because in this era of both AI and an oversaturation of social media influencers, the people of the world are now of the belief that knowledge should be free. In 2026, AI-created content on the internet is going to surpass human-created content. Because of what AI will do across all industries that used to rely on human creatives, in 2026, humanity will be questioning what the value of human creation really is. Also, AI will influence people in that humanity's speech patterns are going to go in the direction of human communication lacking emotion. AI robots with the capacity to deviate from predetermined programming will be seen in the real world. They appear to be primarily in the service industry in 2026, but this AI manifested in the physical reality scenario is arguably the most feared thing within humanity, especially when it comes to military advancement. Given that we share this Earth with other beings and different things are happening within the collective consciousness of those other beings, it may be interesting for some of you to know that in 2026, lots is happening within deer consciousness. And by deer, I'm referring to the species to which we have given the scientific name Cervidae. This species is experiencing its own pandemic, parallel to our own. They've been struggling with the environments in which they live, mostly due to loss and fragmentation of their various habitats. Human activity has broken up large, continuous areas of land into smaller, disconnected patches. This separation isolates deer, making it difficult to move, to migrate, to find food, to find each other, and stay together. It also makes necessary movement from one place to the next far, far more stressful and perilous. It's caused enough distress in deer that it has greatly weakened their nervous systems. This is what lies at the root of the pandemic that they are facing. A deer's nervous system is very unique. It is ultra-sensitive. Their sensitivity is a part of the medicine that they offer the world. Their senses are highly developed and remarkably acute. They're profoundly responsive to whatever stimuli that they come into contact with. Their nerves also grow super rapidly. Their nerves can extend at a rate that is exceptional. The energetics behind this pandemic that they are facing is twofold. On the one hand, the collective distress that they're experiencing specifically due to habitat fragmentation and loss is bad enough to weaken their nervous systems. At the same time, there's a collective desire to be less sensitive. Many sensitive people are going to relate to this. What's happening is that they're facing a collective existential crisis about their own sensitivity. And so this pandemic has come about not only as a consequence of this distress, but also as an answer to it, as it destroys nerve cells. For any of you who work with animal consciousness, in 2026 you are called upon to connect with and support deer consciousness, as well as to work with deer medicine. To the opposite of this, let's talk about a species that's doing really well on Earth at the moment and will prove beneficial in 2026. Ferns! Bracken ferns are doing especially well. For those of you who are on the empathic end of the scale and are really hurting by virtue of being tapped into all the pain currently happening on the planet, a tip for 2026 is spend time with and attune to the energy of ferns. This is a species that's experiencing deep states of well-being at the moment. We were speaking about how important it is to do whatever you can for your nervous system in 2026. While spending time around ferns in their current state of being is like a tonic for the nervous system, what they can do is to pull you into an expansive state of peacefulness and also relief. In perfect alignment with the way that their leaves unfurl, they cause you to unfold, opening up, on all levels in a way that is conducive to your well-being. They clear you of discord. Ferns heal both fragmentation and disconnection within a person. They also influence a reconciliation between internal parts and reconciliation in your relationships with others. Because we're talking about plants, I should mention something that has already begun to happen, but that is likely to become far more extreme in 2026. Many powerful plants that are associated with the now popular psychedelic plant medicines have begun to close themselves down to humanity due to misuse. To put it bluntly, they have been abused. They've also been used in ways that they were never intended to be used, and so they are calling less and less people. And with increasing frequency, if they're harvested in an out-of-alignment way, or if they detect misuse at the time of ingestion, they're not participating in the journeys people are taking in the same way they once did. Shamans are going to be noticing this shift with increasing intensity in 2026. This is a call for humanity to seriously, and I mean seriously, increase the level of consciousness and ethics with which they interact with these very special beings. Going further down the spiritual train, sacral energies are the theme for 2026. This is a year where we are being influenced to come into alignment regarding our sacral chakras and sacral energies. This is a very orange year. It should come as no surprise, given our dominant theme for 2026, that the aspect of our sacral energies that is being most called into consciousness is our power relative to other people. If you're interested in seeing some information on this, by the way, you can watch a video that I created titled How to Open Your Sacral Chakra. And going even further down the spiritual train, there's a being called Ezekiel who will be presiding over humanity in 2026. He has been called forward to guide humanity in their path of progression and through the pain of their growth process. In his time on this earthly plane, he developed a mastery of the curing of mental epidemic and was a guiding luminary for ethics and reunification. In 2026, restored relationship is his main focus. He has tasked another being called Zafkiel to lead this purpose with him. Zafkiel, who has never had a human incarnation, is a master of all the things that temper the fiery energy of 2026, especially the fire of reactivity and impulsiveness. He can slow down the experience of time, and he will be helping people first and foremost to make important decisions, contemplate in a way that draws upon their soul, and use their sacral energies to act from a space of sacred love rather than fear. Something that must be spoken to when doing a forecast at this time is that so many people have no sense of a positive future anymore. A lot of people are looking down a road to total dystopia, and the collapsing economies, natural disasters, especially earthquakes, conflicts between nations, climate catastrophes, government nightmares, and all the various effects of each in 2026 are not going to help that. But this road isn't the only one that exists for humanity. The dystopian road also doesn't have to be the one that is taken. In the vast realm of potential roads that exists for humanity, the alternative road that humanity is flirting with at this time is towards a world that operates according to ethics, both personal and global. This road orients humanity towards the light that we are so desperately craving. The people of the world have been so inundated with both personal experiences with and awareness of all things unethical, from government and political corruption, to scams, to conspiracies that turn out to be real, to nepotism, to legal injustices, to greenwashing, to fake news, to price gouging, to animal abuse, to planned obsolescence, to tampering with voting, to insider trading, to false advertising, to discrimination, to identity theft, to sex crimes involving children, to illicit surveillance, and the list just keeps going. This has made it so humanity is valuing ethics more and more and more, and the more that humanity values ethics, the less tolerance there will be for what is unethical. When choices are made and everything operates according to ethics, the whole of human experience changes. It's not our strength, will, and power that is being put to the test here. It is our consciousness, kindness, and love. With regards to this, some really good news for 2026 is that the tolerance for companies using deceptive means to create a good guy image for themselves in things like their marketing, publicity, and labeling, when the truth is the opposite, has been worn out. And so you can expect far more pressure to be put on them by both the public and by regulative authorities in this upcoming year. The demand will be for businesses to be in integrity, a demand backed up by consequences for those who don't. Some other good news is that this is a year for waterfall restoration. Essentially, many will return to full force, become healthy again, and the ecosystem and or activities around them brought back to a flourishing state. There will be specific waterfalls that have gone dry that start up again in 2026, and them starting up again, especially when it represents the recovery of a natural water source, will be experienced as a very good omen. The omen will be seen and felt as a hope for Earth, a return of positive energy, good fortune, and prosperity, the potential for a good future. Also the release of the old life chapter that no longer serves you, so that a new life chapter can take place. 2026 is a year to remember the power of celebration. Make sure that you hold and attend celebrations this year. Do not skip them, like you may be tempted to do. People are needing celebrations. Some of you may not really be in the mood to celebrate, given all that is happening, but hear me out. Seeing as a celebration, in this sense of the word, is a gathering to acknowledge something positive. Celebrations kindle optimism, especially when things are hard. They give people something in the near future to look forward to. They are also something that brings people physically together, in the same space and time, which is an antidote to the isolation and the separation inherent in this mental pandemic, and inherent in our lives being lived so much through technology, digitally. Celebrations create a temporary break from the problems that we're facing also. This is not only good for stress levels, but it also makes us more effective at problem solving. Celebrations connect us to the cherished aspects of our history, and these traditions give us a sense of stability and continuity. This will be an especially incredible year for festivals of light. Like 2025, 2026 is a year for bold action. It carries with it the frequency of intensity, energy, passion, risk, new adventure, courage, innovation, and movement. It is fast-paced. And this is a very big and, at the same time, any bold action you take cannot be impulsive this year. It must be backed by careful planning, gathering information, calculating, mindful deliberation, redefining your goals and objectives, consideration of consequences, self-control, and clarity about your true values and true desires. You can think of this like holding both fire and water. Provided that you walk forward into 2026 holding fire in one hand and water in the other, these complementary energies can completely transform your life for the better. And never forget, whoever controls perception. Whoever controls perception controls reality.